B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What makes this year different than...
What makes this team this year kind of a feel different than maybe the last couple of years?
I'm not sure. This is a, you know, unique team. You know, it's not going to be the same next year. Just going to have to make the best of it.
That was Brady last Friday. Just make the best of it. Seemed like a guy who was maybe feeling a little down about the team, or
like he just hoodwinked
down
everybody.
About the chances. It feels that way now.
Well, and you could say, nah, he had a good game, and now he's just kind of throwing your face because he had a good game. He hoodwinked you
there.
Everyone
thinks we suck, and you know, can't win any games. So we'll see.
The fact that Edelman has spoke about it, that Trey Flowers has responded, and Devin McCourty openly talked about the team now having a chip on their shoulder, or has all year.
Yes.
From past Super Bowl year comparisons.
Yep.
Wow. That's not just generated in one day.
That's not the norm.
That's internalized.
That's not norm.
Now it's starting to come out.
So there's a lot that we've talked about today about what people have said, whether it be the guys on ESPN or Fox Sports or Bleacher Report or any of these things that have been said over the last couple of weeks about Tom Brady, not about necessarily the team, but about Brady's play, because for a lot of it, the way Brady goes can be the way the team goes.
Right.
Burt Breer actually asked some people around the league what they thought of the Patriots' win over the Chargers. He says he decided to canvass some, executives and scouting directors. So it's executives and scouting directors that answered his question.
Yep.
Give me your thoughts. Ready?
Go.
AFC GM, that playoff bye is awesome. It's their adaptability game to game, opponent to opponent, evolve week to week depending on who they're playing. Quarterback is an all-timer. Never underestimate that. But they execute the plan at such a high level. Their preparation stands out because they play decisively and make in-game adjustments so well. Then it's situations and in-game management to keep secure and build on leads. That's an AFC GM. One AFC executive said the biggest thing from the game so far is how big the bye week was in energy and health. New England has Brady, and they use time effectively to scheme pressure on defense. NFC Pro Scouting Director, it's New England. They find different ways to do it each year. They don't have playmakers at wide receiver. And Gronk isn't himself. There are some doubters. I see doubters here. So they beat you with their mismatch at running back, is what one NFC Pro Scouting Director says. Another AFC exec, Patriots do the most common sense things. The Chargers are soft up the middle, so they pound it. You can't play zone against Brady. And the Patriots are morphing fronts, causing confusion with the Chargers' protection. Another NFC executive. Anyone writing off New England early in the season should be fired. Bill Belichick admits it. Each year is a new year. They learn their personnel and their style, and they continue to adapt throughout the course of the year until they find out who they are and what their strengths are.
That's McCourty there. See, you slowly build your character each different year, from year to year, and you find out what you are at the end of the year.
Their coaches adapt to their personnel strengths throughout the year, and by the end, they're hitting their stride.
And that's a big problem with most teams in this league because, and I've been on them too, and we weren't very good, where you just try to be the same team every week. There's no adaptability. There's no change. Like, ask James that, you know, the other day, James White. Everybody talks, well, he's got to be hurt, right? Because the plays, the snaps are down, and, you know, they like Michelle. No. It's like they're saving him for, like, this. 15 catches. Like, that's unheard of. Unheard of. And they couldn't combat it. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw Burkhead in the game. We're going to throw him out in the flat to take coverage. We're going to slip James on a little screen underneath it. They know what they're doing. You know, 3 weeks prior, they rushed it for 273 yards, whatever it was. You know, the ability to switch and change and have nobody get pissed off about not being into it or a lack of a role. Like, even Chris Hogan seems like, you know, a couple weeks ago, frustration was there, not being involved. Remember slamming the helmet, being away from the team during a timeout. Well, back on, back in, blocking his ass off the other day. Hogan crushed people too. It's not a guy that's disengaged. Made the catch when he had to. Little things here and there. And now they taste it. You're one win away from a Super Bowl again. I can't believe we're saying that. We're one win away from a Super Bowl.
All these people, rather positive, though, within the game.
Well, they're telling you what they're seeing, and they know it. They know it's what the build is, and they know from history. This is the way it takes its course. You know, and there's change. There are other young players, young coaches now. You know, the game's changing a little bit, but Bill's still doing his thing. So, I mean, you heard Ted said talk on Felger Maz about, yeah, I don't know this Belichick because Hightower would be gone back in my day. You know, Bill, if you lack a production, what you're getting paid, Bill gets the next guy in. I think part of that is Bill knows he needs Hightower was great in this game.
I don't think he has Hightower's anybody else role, behind him.
But I understand that. But you see what I'm saying? That linebacking crew was stacked at that time, too, when Ted played. All those guys.
Well, Bruce, yeah, that's why it was easy to say, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm sitting one guy down and going with another.
But you know that the cap changes, the game changes. You know what Hightower means to the team. You know what McCourty means to the team.
Hightower had 8 pressures.
He was good.
In the game.
He was really good.
You should see, we did plays of the week yesterday, and I filmed it with Coach after a win. We normally do about 5 or 6 plays. We did 17. 17 yesterday. Tells you how big a game and how big a win it was. And the stuff we looked at where...
Will all 17 make it to TV?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
All 17. All 17 total plays.
I think they're online already.
Yeah, Bill has them. It's called Coffee with the Coach.
How do they fit that into a
Patriots.com. It was an 8.5-minute segment. You can find it on Twitter right there. They have it up already. And the stuff we looked at with the pressures where you see Chung coming and free off the edge, Flowers on a twist, Hightower's crashing down inside, taking 2 guys with him. Full well known, I'm not going to be in this play. To sacrifice it to let that guy get it, like Jim said, then he finds a way to get 8 pressures throughout the course of that game and hits. And if it wasn't Flowers hitting, it was Hightower or it was Claiborne. We got Claiborne we talked about.
Is that what they want?
50 okay. Snaps in that game.
Is that what we want this week? Is that what you want to see?
No.
No.
Different. I want to see Nickel this week.
Different type of task.
You know what you're going to do?
Hightower picked Mahomes off in the first game.
I know. Poor decision by Mahomes.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't see him. He didn't see him.
Well, that's part of the baiting, right? What you want to do in this game is eliminate the big play with the tarp. Frustrate this kid. Make him force a big play or attempt to force one. I don't play a lot of single high safety. I don't think you're rolling in there cover 3. I think you're cover 2 in this game with help underneath. I think you're going nickel cover 2. Shoot, we'll rush 4. We'll drop 7. Do what you do to Peyton Manning back in the day. Bring out the old blueprints. He had good receivers back then. Frustrate that guy. Bait him into throwing it in the holes. Have your corners fall off. It's like Ty Law did. So,
let's go to Rich, who's in Arlington on the Patriots. Right, hi, Rich. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, Rich.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good afternoon. Richie, what's up?
Well, statement, couple of questions. First of all, Sunday passed. Was there a better game all year where you talk about complimentary football that the Pats performed at any higher level?
No.
Really want to put out a shot to Gronk. Blocking, phenomenal. With him and Devlin, they made that line, which was good, look outstanding. Running game was phenomenal. So, anyways, looking at that, comparison to the later Celtics, now that they're in the playoffs, the level of the game has gone up. Now, can they carry that onto the road? Let's hope so. A lot of doubters Sunday past. And going into Sunday coming up, I'm sure there are some doubters. But I like the Pats, and the reason why, strictly Brady's experience. And you throw him together with Belichick, they'll have something that will confuse the young man. Phenomenal player. But that's one statement. Had a question for Dan. He's gone, so
yeah.
We'll make it a story.
Yeah.
But Zoe, are the Pats coming back just like Scott Zolak? Anyways, go for it, gentlemen. I'll hang and listen.
Okay. Yeah, Zoe, we'll wait for a comment.
Coming back from like Scott Zolak. Is that supposed to rhyme?
Ryan's in Weymouth. Ryan, how you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up, Edo? How you doing?
Ryan!
Good.
Hey, yo, Zo. Hey, guys, hey, I am pumped. I am a huge diehard Patriots fan,
boom.
And everything you guys are saying is correct about what the offense has to do and what they need to do. And, of course, we know that the country hates the Patriots. It's a fact. They hate seeing us in the Super Bowl. They hate seeing us win. Brady's 100% correct, and I don't care. Let's keep winning. But my point was, I was thinking about the Patriots' defense. They are going on the road, we know, into hostile territory. Obviously, I think they're going to be facing one of the toughest offenses they've faced in an AFC championship game in a long time, maybe since the days of Peyton Manning. And I just believe that we have to friggin' be as smart, tenacious. We have to tackle, and we have to find a way to get to Pat Mahomes. We cannot let him get out of the pocket, flop around. And if we do, we have to confuse him. But they have to play maybe the best defensive game they've played in a long, long time, since back in the 04, 03 days. The defense has to step up. I think they're not going to win a shootout in this game, guys.
Okay, Ryan.
I think the weather's going to prevent this from becoming a shootout. I don't think this has big play potential written all over it. Kind of muddies the game up a little bit. No pun intended. I don't think there'd be any mud. It'd be frozen.
But if it's dry, if there's no snow?
Ball's different, and it's all about who handles the ball the best. He throws 90-mile-an-hour fastballs. Can he touch the football in the layers? We'll see.
I don't know. I'm thinking that, you know, the team's not going to stop throwing the ball because it's cold outside.
Can you run right and chuck it back across you? Yeah, the ball becomes dead. The ball doesn't fly as far.
I think Sammy Watkins is going to be affected by the cold. That guy has a potential to be soft.
He was soft last week.
No, but does it impact your game plan where you get away from throwing the ball or trying to throw the ball?
No, but throwing the ball in
for the Chiefs or for the Pats?
Get you in trouble.
For either team.
Man.
I think with Brady, he can throw it with touch. Can Mahomes do that? I don't think
the Patriots are going to say, oh, it's cold, we can't throw as much as we'd like. I don't think that will happen. I don't think they'll do that at all. I think their game plan will remain the same, regardless of weather.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady, Stan Devlin, sprinting in motion, right to left is Allen. It's a comp backside, a give to Michelle. Runs up the middle, turning forward, into the end zone.
Kansas City.
Touchdown, Patriots.
Kansas City, here I come.
Great way to start a divisional playoff game coming off the
bat. One, two, Kansas City.
Diving.
Throws
a lot. Score sets wide open. Touchdown, Patriots.
They got some crazy little women there, and I'm going to give me one.
Brickett runs it left, falls his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
It is an absolute beatdown.
Driving his way into the end zone. Touchdown.
Yeah.
Patriots.
Wow.
Going to Kansas City.
Now they've got to travel to Kansas City.
Here I come.
Beat the Chiefs for the second time this year. They will meet in the AFC Championship game next Sunday in Kansas City.
Yeah!
Patriots going to Kansas City this weekend where they heat the field. Did you see that on Saturday, Zoe? The field was heated. I'm wondering if they were able to heat it between, I'd say, the 40s.
Yeah.
Because in the middle of the field, and maybe more so on one side than the
other. It looked like there's no snow there. Like, whoa, did you not plug in the other ones?
Parts of the field look great.
Yeah.
Parts of it look like they had ice chunks on it.
Was it that cold last week, or was it going to be like Bolfa cold this week? Cold as Bolfa.
I'm sorry?
I told him that. Was it in your last sub headline?
Yeah, it went over my head.
Cold as Bolfa.
What does that mean?
What is that?
Cold as Bolfa D's.
Bolfa's nuts.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did.
So,
child.
Okay. The question is, how do you heat the field, though? Who heats that field?
Apparently, there's a local tie-in to who is heating the field in Kansas City.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is from Channel 4, WBZ-TV.
And while it will be very cold at Arrowhead Stadium, it won't be quite as cold on the field. A North Andover company created the technology that warms the turf. And employees gave Mike LaCrosse a tour of that facility to show us how it works.
They'll probably run the water temperature to make sure the field's somewhere like right around 33 degrees.
That's roughly 20 to 30 degrees warmer than the forecasted temperatures for Kansas City at kickoff Sunday night.
So these are AERCO benchmark boilers.
The not-so-frozen field is benchmark. Thanks to a system by North Andover-based Watts Water Technologies.
Oh.
Three of these benchmark boilers are inside Arrowhead Stadium.
They manage basically keeping the grass green year-round. They keep everything. You know, can melt the snow, keep it at an even temperature, make sure that the maintenance people can, you know, keep the grass fresh and going.
It works much like a home hot water heating system, but on a larger scale.
So basically, water would come in from a major city main. It would be broken off, feed into the boiler systems. The boilers would basically bring it up to a temperature that's called for by the field.
From the benchmark boiler, the water would go through a distribution system much like this that goes from end zone to end zone. Heat from the pipes melts the snow and makes the grass feel like it would in the fall or late spring, making it a game changer.
And the players being able to really push themselves, being able to dig into the ground and do those cuts and run and have confidence that they're not going to hit a patch of ice.
We had to ask if they could adjust the conditions from their headquarters to favor the Pats.
No comment.
Reporting from North Andover, Mike LaCrosse, WBZ News. Mm.
Okay, so they got a benchmark boiler.
Benchmark.
It heats up the field. It makes it nice and warm.
M-O-C-K, benchmark.
So why was there still ice all over the field last weekend? Does anyone have an explanation for that?
Maybe one of the boilers.
Did the Chiefs maybe do that on purpose?
Maybe.
Because the Colts certainly didn't look prepared for it. The
Colts didn't want it. Dome team coming in?
That may have been it.
Let's get a little bit icy.
That may have been it, but the Patriots are not a dome team, so you might as well heat that thing up and have a good field for everybody.
Yeah.
Because the good field this week will benefit the Chiefs more so than the Patriots.
The key thing he said there was you could get that temperature to the temperature, and you could alter it to what you wanted at. Normally, it's around 32, 33 degrees. So if it's going to be warmer than here, maybe just lay down on the field and you feel warm. Oh, that 32 feels good. I can't wait to see our power.
Well, they got real
guys.
Grass there. I mean, there's so many stadiums that are switching from grass to turf.
Yeah, go outside and feel your frozen yard right now. Picture falling on that and how bad it would hurt your knee or your shoulder getting driven into. Oh, it's like concrete.
You got to be tough on the road. Got to be tough.
Tough.
Patriots have not been tough on the road this year.
You need the bus drivers to get bats out and just beat the buses up like in a slap shot.
I don't know why you would want to do
nails.
That.
You want tough as nails.
Peter is in Jamaica Plain. Peter.
Hey, guys, I just want to bring up the weather. I know it's boring, but Brady's probably been through temperatures like this maybe 20 times. I don't think Patrick Mahomes has ever been. But the real question I had, this is for Scott. They say the wind's going to be blowing 15 to 25 miles an hour. That would favor a short passing game or a running game.
Correct.
But is Arrowhead Stadium a windy stadium or not a windy stadium?
My experience is there. I played there once. Actually, yeah. I hurt there. it was a rainy day. I don't remember it ever being windy, like where you can't throw the ball, control the wind. But this Arctic front, I don't know what that entails. You know, National Weather Service says it's unprecedented. It's going to be the coldest game ever at Arrowhead.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I think Brady getting the ball off in, you know, a second and then the superior running game of the Patriots. In this weather, I think it favors the Patriots. I mean, the crowd noise scares me, but I think the weather favors the Patriots.
I hope so. Yeah. It's your experience playing in it and the game tightening up. It's an elimination game, you know. Loser goes home. You're done.
I think we're all aware of that.
Yeah.
Loser goes home.
You're going to get there to the stadium. You're going to get there 4 or 3 hours before the game. And you're going to get to your locker room. You're going to look up and, wow. Look at all these bright lights. You have more lights than usual. Everything's roped off now. What are all these cameras set up in our locker room? What are these cameras here down the hallway? Which team's going to handle that the best?
You're saying the Chiefs are not ready for that moment?
I don't know. You come out, like, you got the bright lights on. It's like being in a studio. And you could tell that, you know, they're manufactured. They're put up there. They're temporary. They're not permanent. Wow, this game's pretty big.
Steve and Bill Ricca on the Patriots winning on the road. Steve.
Oh, no doubt. This week is a perfect example of how important home field is in these games. Perfect example. Two different teams, obviously. Home team has got a huge advantage in this game. But I have to ask you guys, why is everyone playing so stupid, not understanding who Brady's talking about when he says people don't think they can win? There's been a local media member who has spent hours and hours talking to thousands of people talking about how this team is not good this year and will not win this year. And it's Doug in saying so. And it's funny because the minute Brady called him out, and I would never give a thug his name, but the minute Brady calls it out, did you hear Thug stumbling all over his words yesterday trying to take it back? Because he's going to use that as motivation. He was stumbling over. He was just trying to take it back.
I don't think Jones does it. You don't think Maz has done stuff? You don't think we've picked against them or said bad things about them this year? I don't think Mike was stumbling over his words at all. I think he's a pretty organized, thoughtful guy. Stays on his point.
I'm sorry. Were the bad things that were said about them undeserved at times this year?
No. No, they were.
I mean, if people are picking,
I think it's a.
If people are picking
honestly,
the Patriots. This
you
want to
be honest about this? I think this is more national than local.
If you're, it is, and if it you're is. Picking the Patriots this weekend, you all you must acknowledge that you are throwing out all of the downright terrible road performances this team has had this year, because there are multiple. You could pick your worst road performance. Have your pick.
Detroit.
You've got more than one to choose from.
Detroit.
Tennessee was pretty bad.
Tennessee's bad. Detroit.
Detroit was pretty bad. And those teams are not Kansas City. Those teams are not as good in the same department as how good Kansas City is. And those environments are not up there with what Kansas City is. In fact, that game at Tennessee was basically a home crowd. It was at least 50-50 there. So this will be the toughest place they go all year, and it will be the best team they've played on the road all year. That's the truth. So if you're picking them to win in this game, we haven't made a pick yet. I haven't made a pick. You made a pick yet, though, officially? You made an official pick?
Oh, I picked them. I'm picking them.
By how much?
I don't know yet. Just I got to see what the wind's going to be and if the weather changes.
That's all.
Let's see who gets any injuries pop up during the week. Injury report comes out today, correct? Practicing. Got to have an injury report. Let's wait and see.
Today's Tuesday. They're not practicing today. Are they? Oh, no. Flip schedule.
They're in today.
Yeah.
They're off yesterday.
They're in the building, but they don't have to release a practice report till Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Well, tomorrow you'll get one.
Okay.
If that's what you're banking on, you got to worry about the injury report.
No.
Who's not healthy?
They're healthy.
Who are you worried about?
Nobody. I just don't know how much I'm picking them by.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Half a point. Okay, if they win by a third of
if
a point.
If Duvernay Tardif has MD on the back of his jerseys, I was picking them by 50.
Exactly. If they let that tool bag, who's probably a dentist and not even a real doctor.
And I get it. The Patriots just played their best game of the year. So if you're making that pick, it's, hey, they're playing their best football, and I think they're going to play another great game this weekend, and therefore I will pick them on the road. But just be honest about it and acknowledge that if you're doing that, you're definitely throwing out all of the evidence about how bad they've been on the road, that you're willing to overlook it, and that you were also saying that by picking the Patriots this weekend – that you believe they will have a breakthrough, that they are going to break through and break out of this mold that they've been in all year long and be a different type of road team than what they've been. That's all. And that's completely fair to do that. Right?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Just thinking.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The telephone number. Solak and Bertrand on this Tuesday. AFC Championship Week. Can you believe it?
Can't believe it. Wow.
I'm so stunned by it. All day long. Keeps telling us how stunned he is.
Jim?
Clapton? Is it Clapton?
It's Clapton. Oh, sorry. Never mind. That sound like
you can't play anything out of the norm. You can't play anything other than the generic.
That was strange
with you because every time it's like
that was weird.
What is this, Jim?
It's good to bounce back with. It's a good beat to it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I liked it.
Yeah, AFC Championship. Woo.
Tony in Rhode Island. Tony.
Hey.
Hey guys, first time caller.
Why are the people in Rhode Island so bad?
Huh?
Why are they ripping Providence the other day? Why are the people of Rhode Island so bad?
I don't know. Maybe they're just too too dedicated to the Patriots, possibly.
Oh,
I don't know,
Doc. Good answer.
But listen, I have a question. I can think back, and I mean back, because I'm in my 60s, to Y.A. Tittle for the Giants, to Unitas for the Colts, to Earl Morrow for the Dolphins, and even Namath when he was with the Rams.
Oh, Johnny Lujack.
Well, not quite that far, guys, please. But listen, they all lost their arm strength. They lost it quick, and they looked horrible at the end. And yet I see Brady at 41, and I'm just totally impressed with his arm strength. And I wonder what do you think? I mean, why is his arm strength what it is at his age?
It's a good question. I mean, half the guys, probably 70% of the guys that you mentioned, were probably doing shots and smoking butts, you know, at halftime. They didn't have the type of practice or understanding or awareness of how to take care of your body or the proper cool down, the chilling of it. Or Tom House, who is his current throwing coach. He had Tom Martinez back in the day. He passed away. But Brady's a technician. He studies it. He understands it. He knows how mechanical he has to be. Some of those guys you mentioned were so just big, bullish, and strong and barrel-chested like John Elway that you could just throw it off your back foot. You know, guys like Jeff George. Phillip Rivers, we saw him this week. He throws it sidearm. He'll just chuck it up there.
Yeah, but
the ball still gets there.
I don't think arm strength is what makes Brady impressive at this age.
He's never been a great deep ball thrower. We've talked about this.
Could Brett Favre throw the football when he was in his final year? Right.
No, his elbow broke down. He had that thing right on the end of his elbow. Brett had elbow problems at the
end. Still throw it. Hurt like hell, I'm sure.
Yeah, hurt like hell.
To the point where he wasn't going to keep doing it.
Yeah, keep popping painkillers. And just which one you want to get addicted to, football or painkillers, you know? I think Brady has managed it well.
Warren Moon could throw the football at the end.
If we ever said, boy, did you see Brady throw that 145 on a rope? No, we talk about Brady makes his bread and butter and makes his living 12 yards in front of him between the numbers. Number to number. Right there. That's it. How many times he hit James White? How many times he threw it to Burkhead last week? Sony Michelle. All the amount of throws to the backs. The bang routes. Edelman. Now, he went a little more vertical with Edelman this week, which shows you that he's feeling better and he can still do it.
This is great. Today, this day in history, 1967, Kansas City Chiefs Len Dawson enjoys a Fresca and a cigarette during halftime of the first Super Bowl.
I love Fresca. I don't like
cigarettes. Halftime of the Super Bowl.
Hey, you know what? Give me a dragon.
Len Dawson goes to the locker room to smoke a butt and have a Fresca.
And it's got a picture of him on a chair.
On a folding chair. It's Len Dawson on a metal folding chair.
Legs across. He's got metal cleats in.
Not crossed.
Taped up.
There he is.
Yeah.
Man, he looks so young.
Yeah. I wasn't even born yet.
Look at Len Dawson.
Crazy.
Yep.
Really sucking on that butt, too.
I mean, he really is, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it was really filtered.
Oh, man.
His helmet looks like the size of the one behind Zoe.
That's recent Zoe's here. Coming in, they're going to knock
little
heads.
Little helmets. Jim in Westboro. Jim.
Jimmy.
So what I want to know is if everybody says that Gronk is done, how can he block like he did on Sunday? And if he has those capabilities, and everybody talks about him having all these physical problems, and he can't be the receiver he was. Well, if you can block like that, why couldn't you be the receiver?
Because being a receiver is a speed game. That's why.
He's still 6'7", 260.
So you think it's all about speed?
6'7", 260.
Yeah, he is. I do believe it's about speed.
Okay.
He's lost some.
So you think that that's the deal?
I think it's the burst.
I think the skill sets are different.
Now you see flashes like you did on the slant.
The skill set to block is not the same as being able to get open.
No, I got that. But when I was hearing he's physically unable to perform.
I've been hearing a lot of that. It's just breaking down mentally. When he's not mentally into it, like the physical part sort of piggybacks off that. He just seems like he's mentally ready to go these past couple weeks. That's all.
Well, hasn't shown up in terms of the offensive production for him.
Right. I like to not trying to get him the ball. Brady tried to get him the one, shoot him out last week. You know, like, man, I'm trying to get you up that seam. Let's go. Hit him on that slant route. I showed you flashes of Gronk, breakaway. Nice catch. Turns it upfield, runs a guy over. Good strength. Like, you see it. They can do it. He's got to do it repeatedly.
This is my question.
Well, he's got five catches in his last five games, so it's not exactly like he's still the same Gronk. I don't know what he thinks the answer might be, but I don't think his blocking ability on Sunday is great evidence that he can still be a great threat offensively. Great blocker. Had a great day. Just don't know how that translates to catching the football and getting open. You want to take one more, Zo?
Sure.
Dan in Salem. Hi, Dan.
We're still loaded. Jesus.
Yeah, it's hard these weeks.
Thanks for calling. We can't keep away.
Yeah, hey, Dan.
Hi, sorry.
So I think the thing to remember is you can never underestimate Andy Reid's ability to take a huge dump in his pants.
Of course.
And totally mismanage.
I'm banking on it.
Timeouts,
play calling, the clock, something. And he's going to be the MVP of the game for the Patriots. So that's my big prediction.
So. I think that's a part of it.
Nothing wrong with that prediction. Andy Reid's got a long track record of success in that department.
Great play caller. Has had some odd finishes to halves and games. Not necessarily even there. Even going back to that Super Bowl against Philly, when his quarterback was thrown up all over his feet. Just, you know, doesn't know how to close at times. And that's a problem. That's in you. That's instilled in you. That's a DNA. It's a DNA thing with him. Great play caller. Innovative.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's
time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Pitchers and catchers pretty soon, right, Pete?
How many
Johnny
days?
Johnny Miller's already down there, I think.
Yeah, by the way, good for him.
I know. What
Johnny
a great
Miller,
story that
who,
is.
You've heard him before. Yep. He's always the guy who asked that first question at Fenway. He suffered a stroke during the playoffs, and yep. He is back up and running, and he is departing for spring training this week, I saw.
Like he's already down there, they said.
Great
yeah,
news.
Danny Roach was talking about
That's
it. It's
terrific.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
Excellent. A day or two ago, I think I saw 30 days till they report.
30 days. So you got less than
less than 30 days, yeah.
Less than a month.
So where do you want to start today?
I don't know. Dan Shaughnessy left me with this Globe magazine.
Yeah, here.
Good
yes,
one. I'm going to read the
yes, read it. Read about it.
The molasses flood. But on the cover, I just flipped it over. It's the Chancellor of UMass Amherst on the cover of the Globe magazine.
Huh.
Chancellor Subbaswamy, Swami as he's known to many.
Yeah, gave a very nice speech.
Shocking story in here in that the Globe gave UMass a fair shake for once in their life.
Good for them.
And actually did their jobs.
Oh, nice.
You know, there were some things in there. They gave the pros and cons of what they were writing about, but it was a very fair and very in-depth story. I appreciated that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we had some stuff with Shaughnessy.
Sure did.
Did we ever?
Oh, boy.
What do you want to get to?
Which one do you want to do with Shaughnessy first, Jim?
There's a rapper, Pitbull. You guys know who that is? You've heard of him?
Yes, many
he's
times.
Not, okay, he's not really a rapper. He's sort
Mr.
of
Mr. Worldwide.
He's an artist.
The reggae rapper slash reggae artist.
Reggae?
Reggae. I don't know.
Gloria Stepan.
How old is he?
Pitbull? He's probably in his 40s.
I'm going to go 42.
He's 38. Still alive, right?
I can understand.
Still alive, right? Yeah, no, he's still alive. He's 38.
He's like one of the hottest artists out there. Like,
you know what?
People
though?
Don't like him.
You know what though?
What?
Pitbull better be careful the next few days. We know what happens when Dan Shaughnessy either thinks you're dead,
right,
thinks you might be dead, or wants to know if you're still alive.
Well, Ice Cube made it, but he didn't ask if Ice Cube was. See, I can understand Dan not knowing who Ice Cube is, but Pitbull. It's kind of popular. Like, it's pop. It's top 40.
Dan met Ice Cube.
Right.
At a hotel ice machine.
Think
true story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Think
so you
that.
Know what it's going to be. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I met Pitbull. He was walking his dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I met Madonna right under the
you know,
lady,
that's what the
lady
next
Madonna
thing is gonna be.
Statue in church.
You know what the funny thing is? Yeah. He didn't have a Pitbull. Huh? Yeah, it was like a bulldog.
Met this guy, and he had this dog biting his foot, and it was a Pitbull. And he was biting Pitbull. It's him. Well, we have a new headline guy in today. Hardy's kid was home sick.
Yep.
You got to meet Mike O'Brien, and I got to have some fun with him, play a little joke with him. Told him it was cold outside. It was colder than Bolfo. So here we go.
Parts of the field look great.
Yeah.
Parts of it look like they had ice chunks on it.
Was it that cold last week, or was it going to be like Bolfo cold this week? Cold as Bolfo.
I'm sorry?
I told him that. Wasn't that your last Hub headline?
Yeah, it went over my head.
Cold as Bolfa.
What does that
what
mean?
What is that?
Cold as Bolfa D's. Uncanny Mike Riley Sarge delivery. And I've gotten a lot of these responses on Twitter today.
Yeah.
We got Sarge 2.0 in.
Ooh, sir, good.
Thank you, Jim. How much time till the next time in temperature?
What do you want to give him the rest of the show? You want to walk out?
is it your birthday coming up?
September.
Nice. September.
Got a few months.
We have something else with him, too.
Yeah.
Hardy has nice hair because of Dr. Robert Leonard.
Right, so when he reads the spots during the day, so he says, go see my hair, doctor, Dr. Robert Leonard.
We got a Ron Burgundy here. Read it as written. Yeah. Here we go. Give me again.
This hour of Zolak and Bertrand brought to you by My Hair Doctors. Doctors Robert Leonard and Matthew Lopresti.
Really?
Offering free consultations at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
It's the last time you've been there.
I need to get there.
That was the first time.
Oh, your hair looks good.
Did you do it a second time?
I mean, right back here. Yeah. Maybe some.
That's usually a lot.
Did you do it a second time? Yeah. Was there another time today?
I did it twice.
Twice.
Sure. Said it twice.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Check clears.
Twice.
This hour of Zolak and Bertrand brought to you by My Hair Doctors. Doctors Robert.
Again. He's kind of doesn't flow though. Zolak and Bertrand.
It's all right.
Yeah. We'll get it.
I got handed copy. Right? I've been handed copy this season quite a bit during post game.
I was handed stuff at the Super Bowl about 5 weeks ago that I read. Please.
Wait, we're not in Houston.
Hey, we're here for the big game down in Houston.
Wait, let me start again. I'm Scott Zolak. I get handed copy for Mr. Sid that is supposed to be read by you.
Oh, nice.
I've worked it around. I've reworked it. I make it sound great.
Hey, for all your menswear needs, winter sales.
I did add in, though. I did put in this week's. I said, tell him Zoe sent you. Because that still works.
Nice.
I can still say that.
Tell them,
even though I'm not Zoe. Right. I left that part in.
Like I could
tell
them Zoe. I'd do your Ram read for you. Like ram it in there, Ram truck. You know.
Yeah. I'm sure they'd love that. Yep. I'm sure they'd be very thankful for you stepping up for that.
Check it out. I know exactly where it is. Yep.
All right then.
Yeah.
What else? Is there anything else we're missing?
Anything else, Jim?
No. We got it all.
No. So we're in studio tomorrow. We're at Warrior.
It'll be cold there
Thursday.
Yep. It'll be cold. We'll do it anyway.
Be cold as that. That'll get me ready for Kansas City.
That's true. But you're going to have the windows closed to Kansas City. It will be warmer in Kansas City for you.
Can't open the window.
It will be at Warrior on Thursday.
Can't open the window. That's right.
We expect to have Hardy back tomorrow, although we can't confirm.
Maybe we will advance the sedated Sosie bit that we sort of found and stumbled upon.
We got to thank the intern for his first day. How do you think it went?
How you doing, Kyle?
Yeah. Thumbs up, Kyle.
Kyle from Road Trip. We rename all of our interns. Your Atari t-shirt will be in soon.
We're going to find you one.
Here he is.
You nailed that one. We're going to find you that t-shirt.
I'm going to bring him in some French toast tomorrow. Beetle, make sure it's cold so I can warm it up for him.
Big bottle of syrup.
I'll have a nice pair of sweatpants on for that. Oh, you don't want powder on it? Let me lick the powder off. That's right. He had powdered French toast. Can you take the powder off and heat it up? Sure can, pal.
All right. Is Bedard in today? You guys have Bedard today?
Big boy football in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Greg Bedard is in with Felger and Maz today. He, for some reason, the head coach didn't appreciate his questions on Sunday. He really didn't like those.
Well, they buried it.
That's what Greg told us Sunday night. He told us on the postgame show that it's all set. He took care of it after
Sure did.
But maybe he will say a little more about that today on
Felger and Maz. I'll bring the big boy helmets in tomorrow.
And that includes three up, three down, and 10 questions. Love the 10 questions.
There he is. He's ready. He's on time today, too.
Big Boy Football Tuesdays, always highly rated on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger and Maz are coming your way next. We'll be with you tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Talk to you then. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.